Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
We should do a prayer.
The Lord's Prayer?
Mm-hmm. The Cum's Prayer?
Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be
thy
name.
I hate this.
That will be done.
I like
on earth.
As it is in heaven. I hate this.
Give us this day.
I'm going to throw a rock at you.
Our daily bread.
My skin is burning.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we find out I'm Satan.
As we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not.
It's already so hot in this room.
But deliver us.
And you're stressing me out more than that Uber driver that just got us here barely.
Amen.
Ugh. You got a good Uber here?
We took a
Juno here.
A Juno.
Wow. Is Juno 5 anywhere?
I don't think so, but it's cheaper.
What's the one? Isn't there something that's $5 anywhere you go?
It's $5 footlongs.
Oh.
I think about a Subway sandwich.
I'll take one.
Mm-hmm. And you just stand there like,
yeah.
I need to go to Manhattan, not a meatball sub.
But I won't say no.
I won't say no to that.
My voice can't be captured by audio.
It's just us, Mike and I, talking with like just empty spots, like if we're a recording of a ghost.
I would love to record a ghost.
I think we have, probably on accident.
There's no fucking way.
I killed a person in this room.
No.
Mm-hmm.
With what?
Look at this boy.
He's showing me his dick.
It's quite sharp.
He showed me his penis. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
It's not bad.
Do you think you could kill a person in under 20 seconds?
Under 20 seconds?
Yeah.
How far away are we from each other?
I'm right here.
No, because it takes longer to choke somebody to death.
I think I could if I was this close to someone and also had a gun and a knife.
Oh, ooh. You have a knife? Yeah.
No, I'm a bare hand. With your hands. I'm talking about bare hands.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It'll take me longer.
I'd say under 10 seconds for me.
Really?
Premier athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an unbelievable athlete.
Do you know what I watched for the first time last night? What? It made me think of you. Pride fighting.
Oh, Pride's fucking sick.
Like, just the precursor to the UFC, just these guys punching them. Each other in the face over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it freaked me out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was standing outside with Alexis Guerreros, and he was talking about it, and I was like, I did not believe it, but I was just like, I had never heard about it,
uh-huh.
And it was just these guys just. I mean, it was really violent and really crazy, and it made you think the UFC is so intense, but
it makes it seem more timid.
Definitely, right?
I mean, they allow soccer kicks.
You can't knee people in the face in the UFC.
They're not a fan on the floor. But right. Yes, you can.
But that's what was happening in the Pride fight.
Pride, they allowed it basically everything.
What's a soccer kick?
Soccer kick is if you're laying on the floor and it kick your head.
Come on!
Yeah.
I've seen that in fight videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. There's no. The thing about those fights is that there are no rules.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Wow. I
only
should.
A code of honor between fighters.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I lost.
No spitting.
I always get beat up. Because as soon as I get into a street fight, I always bow at my opponent. And they take that opportunity to sock me in the face.
I feel like the last time I was on a podcast of yours, we talked about getting in fights.
Oh, of course.
Which is interesting because you fight.
I do. I can, I guess, is more appropriate.
But you don't often.
Like street fights?
Yeah.
Never.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Once?
Not. I haven't been in a street fight since learning how to fight.
Here's the thing, is I got threatened at a comedy show
again,
this week.
Right?
Again.
Jesus Christ.
I love this.
And this guy, I was on stage, and this guy was really fucked up. I don't think he was drunk. I think he was, like, crazy. But he was basically in, he, like, heckled through the whole first two sets and then went to the bathroom for most of my set, came in at the end of my set, and then was like, all right, everyone, I'm leaving. And I was like, all right, see you later.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, flipped out, threatened to murder me, threatened to, like, hurt everybody.
Jesus.
And then the owner of the bar came in, he threw his glass down on, like, the table behind him. It shattered, and the owner of the bar slapped him open hand in the face.
I like this owner.
And he goes, I'm leaving! Immediately.
So as soon as he gets hit, he was done?
Oh, yeah, he was
done. I mean,
that's
most people.
But I think about if you were there, like, you would have had to use your skills for the first time.
I probably wouldn't have hit him at all.
No.
I would encourage him to leave. I would put myself in front of anyone else.
Yeah. You have no idea. You know how sometimes you leave an argument or a fight, and you're like, man, if I just thought about what if I did this differently, I would have done this. But all I could fantasize about that night was if you were there, because I knew that I wouldn't have been able to do anything. But the fact that you'd be like, man, I wish Diego was there. Think about what Diego would have done to that guy.
Yeah, well, I gotta get booked more. You get a comedian and a bouncer when you book.
That's true.
I've always said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I do is actually make everything even less safe.
You hand out knives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But a lot. I do a lot of knife-based prop comedy.
Open a coat with knives in it.
It's me. It's I'm like Gallagher, but I'm just hitting a knife with a hammer.
Does it really do anything?
It just makes sparks.
Metal. Yeah.
Also, just as problematic as Gallagher.
Oh, I would say much more problematic than Gallagher.
That's a good album title.
There was, oh fuck. It was like, I remember it was. This was probably the year 2000 or 2001.
Mm.
I went and saw, after he stopped rapping, Vanilla Ice started to do a heavy metal band, and my friend's band played with him, and I was like,
oh my god,
what were you, 12 years old? I was like 12 or 13.
Okay,
I was like very young. And maybe it was too. It was at this place called L'Amour, which was like an old rock club in Brooklyn that is not a place anymore.
What?
And he had a guy in his band that I think was just like, he would just like hit an anvil with something and it would just make sparks.
Oh man, like, that was the guy. The band.
That was like, yeah, that was the guy's thing. Where it was like a fucking weird chainsaw with no blade on it or something, like just to make a bunch of sparks.
Right.
Is that noise? Ambient noise. Because
I don't think it made no. Because like if it was if that was just the because it wasn't mic'd up.
Yeah,
and it was just for show. But I think if it was mic'd up, that'd be like some weird noise.
Yeah,
because it almost falls in
industrial. Right.
It almost falls in like performance art.
Yeah,
you do kind of stuff
he's
like
not,
that.
If he's
but
not
but it's
band.
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, which I mean, he's an artist.
Is he?
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, there you go. It's that little, ding 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 ding.
Yeah, it's that little bitty ting.
That is the funniest video ever. Is him going?
I love that.
Ding, 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 tick, which is different. It's different.
It's a little bitty thing.
It's a little bitty thing.
Oh, we want to introduce our guest. Hey, this is a little time. I'm Micah Brucey.
Hi, it's Diego Lopez.
And our guest today is Luke Moniz.
Wow. Well, comedian, tall person, wearer of a lot of gray.
Yeah.
Loves
Luke
the color gray.
Luke Moniz.
Well, I'm wearing a...
Host of In the Loop? Whistle Sports? Is
yeah,
that
Whistle Sports.
Wow, look at that. Whistle Sports.
It's a YouTube show. It's directed for children.
It's for children?
It's for children.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's for 12 to 18 year olds.
Oh, those are fun.
I mean, anybody can watch it. You guys can watch it.
I refuse. I'm out of the loop. Some would say I'm out of the loop.
Well, now you are.
Nice.
Don't quietly high five.
Thank you.
Making fun of the show. Yeah, we had a great show last week. I had Tyler Fisher there and Alyssa. Nepotism, my girlfriend.
Mm.
And we did a
Oh, weird, because she's usually such a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this wasn't really... This
oh, was she
characterized
her mom?
No, we did a spicy chocolate challenge where
okay.
we Uh-oh. Ate the spiciest chocolate in the world.
In the world? How bad was it?
It was... I mean, do you want to know the units of spice? Because
Wait,
you won't, that will mean unit? Nothing to you. 9 million.
9 million? Oh, that's high.
That's pretty high.
That's a lot.
But I feel like you don't know. Do you know?
I've heard of the Scoville unit.
Oh,
now,
dude.
A jalapeno is 1,000 Scoville units.
Mm-hmm. Roy Scoville's a big fan of hot sauce.
The Rory Scoville unit. The Rory Scoville
unit.
The Rory Scoville unit. How much of this hot sauce is made up? I don't know how much it's made up.
That's brutal. But,
yeah.
I mean, fun, I guess. You know, kids like that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, check out The Loop.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
kids love a challenge. Oh. When you do a challenge, they love it.
The
water bottle flip.
It, water bottle flip, trick shots, spicy chocolate.
We had the mannequin challenge?
Mm-hmm.
That was big.
I used to live with all the Dude Perfect guys.
Really?
We lived in a house together. It was a nightmare.
Really?
No.
Oh, fuck you. I totally believe
it.
I was like,
yeah, dude,
I got kicked out of Dude Perfect. I wasn't
it's
good
so
at
funny.
It.
I totally believed you. I was like,
you were the guy who quit the Beatles.
Yeah. The month before the whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until I started working there how famous Dude Perfect is.
Oh, they're huge.
They're the biggest YouTube channel.
Wow.
One the biggest?
I think they're close. They got to be a top five.
Yeah, they like throw frisbees to turn the light off when they go to bed. Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
We should start doing that.
We do if we're really bad. Dude Perfect is very funny, actually.
I think my thing is I want to do anything but with guns. So it's like Dude Perfect but with guns or Jackass with guns. Like, that's the only thing I want to make.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, your friend's in a porta potty, you push it down a hill, and then you shoot it with a gun.
I mean, it's great, but the climate right now, not the best.
I mean, no, but also,
uh-huh.
could be very profitable right now.
Right.
That's
for
a
half
great
the
point.
Country. Half the country wants to see guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help them.
We've been trying to make it on the coasts. I say we try to make it in the middle.
That's right. And what does the middle want? Guns and port pies.
Guns and port pies.
Dude, honestly?
Yeah?
I'll see you in Biloxi.
Okay.
We're moving.
I got to figure it out. I think it's in Mississippi.
It is. You're right.
Oh,
correct.
God damn it. That's great. Give me one more. Give me one more.
Boise.
Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Ah, oh, shit.
That's Springfield.
Missouri.
Or.
Kentucky.
Mm-mm. Or.
Mm-mm.
Indiana?
Closer.
So close.
Oh, I don't know.
Illinois.
Cheyenne.
Wyoming.
Fuck you.
I got this one. He's never going to guess this one. Oklahoma City.
Kansas.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
No, it's Texas.
Yeah, come on.
You guys are so fucking stupid.
Fuck, it makes me so horny.
Oh, my God, I'm learned. I don't know. I got nothing else, actually. That's it. That's all I got.
In terms of what?
Everything. Information in my head. I just started bleeding out of my nose like 11.
You guys just dumped out everything. Well, I guess I'll take the reins.
I mean, you're the sports guy now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No,
look, we look at we look at funny clips. No,
okay,
not
no.
really.
Okay,
I don't know the rules of football.
Okay.
Or
give
baseball.
Me some rules that you think of football.
There's a couple of guys lined up.
How many?
I'm sold. All nine. Right.
I'm sold.
How many? Okay, how many is on each side of the ball?
Nine.
Try again.
Seven.
You went lower.
You're so close.
Is it not nine?
No, it's more than nine.
I'm going to guess nine one more time.
Okay, no.
It's a number that is 12. Associated with nine.
Oh, 11?
Yeah.
No! Oh, no!
Wait, but all seriousness, why is it associated with nine?
Oh, dude, I got some YouTube videos. You're on YouTube now. I got some videos.
I actually used to live with the guys who directed Blue Sky Mission. They're pretty cool.
You fuck. You dumb fuck.
I used to live with the guy who directed, I forget, the Peter Joseph. You know Peter Joseph?
No.
The guy who directed the fuck, not Loose Change. He directed the other, Zeitgeist.
Oh, Zeitgeist.
It would have been a lot funnier if I said I used to live with the Zeitgeist guys.
I actually edited some of the videos for Zeitgeist.
Oh, sick.
Quick.
I used to live with the guy that was the subject of the movie Tickled.
That is in Long Island.
It is. Garden City.
Garden City, Long
Very
Island.
Very affluent suburb.
Mm.
Very affluent. Also,
people speak multiple languages.
People, yeah. They speak English and Russian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
There's a mall there, too. Roosevelt Field Mall.
What's the best store in that mall?
What's the best store in that mall?
Yep.
Auntie Anne's Pretzels.
Damn, good answer.
Isn't that more of a stand?
You would think so.
Not here.
They have merch.
Not really.
They got merch in there. You can buy it.
You go in there, you can get your own salt shaker.
Your own apron.
Ooh.
You get your own apron.
You get a hat, and then you get a shift.
Yeah. Oh, I think I work at Auntie Anne's. What was your... God, I think my favorite kiosk at the mall was the grill kiosk where you could get a grill.
There's like a barbecue grill?
No. Like in
teeth grill.
The big mall in Portland where I grew up was Lloyd Center, and there was always a guy. It was like the first kiosk you saw when you walked in, and it was just like a guy who sold the grills, and no one was ever there. No, I don't know how he stayed.
It's
no one
nuts.
Ever was buying grills.
When I worked at Pembroke Lakes Mall in South Florida, it's a very busy mall, but it's not a huge mall, but it's very busy. In front of my store was one of those like Dead Sea face cream.
Dude, I worked
and those guys
with
were
Dead Sea.
A nightmare bothering people, like to the point where we were getting less business because people would like speed up past
what
them.
Did you sell
shoes? I worked at Journeys.
Oh.
And I was taking I sold a pair of shoes to this very cute girl. And
dude, nice.
I know, right?
What happened to her?
I'm like, oh, she's really cute, but I don't hit on people when I'm at work.
Right.
And she walks out and I see the guys bothering her. And they're talking. I'm like, man, don't bother her. She's cute.
Yeah.
And then he walks towards me. And I'm like, what the fuck? This guy, what's going on? And he hands me her phone number that she gave to give to me.
Oh,
and I'm like,
wow.
I love this guy. I love the Dead Sea guy.
The Dead Sea guy's unbelievable.
We went on one date, and it was bad.
It was weird.
No, I'm just bad. I was bad at dating. I mean, I still am, but I was so bad at dating that.
Did you give her a little kissy?
I think we did, yeah.
Yeah?
She lived.
Dude, you're like a first date kisser.
I actually am not.
All right.
I just have been in the last 18 years.
but that's not me.
I am? No, I remember she lived in this part of South Florida called Weston.
Oh,
and she lived in a neighborhood that Dan Marino lived in.
Wow.
Where the front gate was like up an enormous hill and there was a
Dan
police
Marino's
officer.
First gate?
Yeah.
Front gate?
I mean, the like...
the whole complex?
The whole area. Yeah.
Oh, gated community.
And they printed directions for me to like get to her house.
Oh my God.
And her parents were doctors and they just grilled me for like a half hour before we left.
They
and
were like, how did you meet my daughter?
This is a first date. I'm like, she hit on me. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
And I had like a couple tattoos then, like two.
Right. Well,
but it's like they're like, ugh.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, I don't.
You should go back now.
Mm-hmm. And I remember being, she's like, no.
Yeah. Not even a little.
I worked at Journey. She's like, how did you find where I live?
We used to live in the same
place.
I got tattooed on my stomach. Like a Tom Waits with the menu.
I worked in the Crossgates Mall in Albany, New York.
Oh, wow.
And I remember one time it was Black Friday.
Oh, God.
And I had like the early shift.
Oh,
4 a.m.? What time did you get
4
there?
4 a.m. Yep. Yeah.
Lids? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Lids?
Nope. Lids?
Baby Gap?
Nope.
Hot Topic?
Nope.
Toys R Us?
No.
Sharper Image?
No.
Sears?
You and no. Sharper Image would be very funny. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a fucking foot massager. I guess.
I love the idea of a woman trying to masturbate with a foot massager, though. Like her hovering above it. A full squat.
Is it a place I know that you've worked?
Maybe. I've like talked about it before, but not a lot.
Subway?
No. It was. But I worked at Subway like a little bit. I quit Subway so I could work at this place.
Oh, great clue. Orange Julius.
No.
It's not food oriented.
No, okay. No. It's item oriented.
People who know at home are probably freaking out right now. They're probably getting really mad at me.
Every time you subscribe to the podcast, I mail you my resume.
My mall specific resume. Yeah. Foot Locker.
No, but we did sell shoes.
Foot Action USA.
No.
Think about what he looks like.
Think about what I look like and what kind of interests I've had in my life.
I just don't know.
I bet if we told him the story, he wouldn't know it.
Okay, tell me the story.
Zoomies.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
I would have never arrived. Unless you did like a everything that starts with an A.
Well, we get to G, like, well, that's a podcast.
Yeah. It's 5 a.m. I'm like, I don't know, Zoomies?
Yeah! So I worked at Zoomies Black Friday. Also, the fun thing about Zoomies is that it's a company policy to they do not have sales. So, like, on Black Friday, when everyone else is like, everything's 50% off,
yeah.
We just had the regular sales that we always had.
Wow.
Yeah. There were, like, deals, but they didn't have, like, a 40% off shirts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I was on my lunch break, which was at, like, fucking 10 a.m. And I remember I'm walking to the CVS to go get, like, a fucking energy drink, probably.
Yeah.
And there's a dude in one of those kiosks, and he has a little remote control helicopter. And he's like, man, you wanna get a helicopter? And I was like, what? No. And he kept flying it in my face. And I was like, get this fucking helicopter out of my face, man. And he kept flying it. So then I finally just punched it out of the air. Because it was like plastic.
Yeah.
And, like, and it was like, it was almost like a pre-drone because it had like four little propellers and it like came up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I mean, we had drones and they were all remote control helicopters.
I guess you're right.
I mean, that was, you know, the military should have been looking at those.
Look at that. So I punched it out of the air, and then I went and bought myself an Amp energy drink at the CVS and probably some peanut butter Ritz cracker sandwiches.
That's good. See, what we would do, so the kiosk guys wouldn't bother us, we would be like detectives and pull our lanyards and be like, just don't talk to
me. Oh, we didn't have anything like that.
Oh, you have lanyards?
For what?
For working at Zoomies. So the people that are coming in, they know that you work there because you don't have uniforms.
Yeah, no.
So how do people know that you work there?
Oh, because the sales style at Zoomies is wildly aggressive.
Right. We've been in one together. Yeah.
So you have to like, you had to greet someone within 7 seconds of them entering the store.
Wow.
That was the rule. Especially because there was like three sections of the store. It was like the front, middle, and back. And the middle is also like the cash register shit. So the people in the front, you had to greet everyone that walked in.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if it was super packed?
Didn't matter. You have to say, hey, what's up? And then you're supposed to, like, aggressively sell them a fucking snowboard. And you're like, that's, like, a lot of money. No one's just buying a snowboard on a whim.
Right, yeah.
Because of my 20-year-old sales skills.
Yeah.
They always stick me in the front, especially in the summertime, and try to make me sell women bathing suits because they'd like to watch me do it. Because I would completely melt down.
Of course, yeah.
I'd be like, you can get a small top or a medium or a large. Those are the sizes that we have here. I don't know what the size of your top is, but.
Staring at the floor.
Yeah,
I think that's where you developed your comedy persona, is where you just look at the floor and pace.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But, dude, if it was a mom there, I could fucking sell her a fucking ketchup popsicle while she's wearing white gloves.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as she was under, as soon as I knew she didn't have any kids, I fucking lost it.
Right.
I got nothing. But if you pop a kid out, I'll sell you a damn skateboard.
That's cool.
I'm like, what kind of skateboard does your son want when I have sex with you?
Mm-hmm. And, you're very
confident. Yeah, I'm very confident.
You ever do retail? Have you worked retail?
No. I worked at a hot dog store for a while.
I feel like you've had some of the dumbest jobs.
I have.
I like that. Where was the hot dog store?
The hot dog store was in Portland. It was a stand in the parking lot of a Whole Foods. It was called Frank's a Lot.
That sounds so fake.
I feel like, was there a roof on it?
It had a roof, yeah.
Were
we
you
had a roof.
Tilted?
I mean, it looked like a little house. It's still there. It looks like
a
little
house. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
But, yeah, I've never worked in, like, I've never worked, like, retail, like, in a mall or anything. But I've had a lot of dumb jobs.
I feel like you have, yeah. The little time I've known you, it's always been, like, you always have a lot. It's always a new job.
I mean,
and they're all like tea.
I sold green tea. I moved green tea for a while.
Uh-huh.
And,
because it wasn't even, it was samples.
It's not, I call it, yeah. I gave it away. No, that's not really retail because I was like going from place to place, mm-hmm. and it was mostly free samples. But there was still a salesman.
You were a traveling salesman.
I was. I had literally a suitcase, a matcha stained suitcase.
Oh my God.
Green tea. And I ended up like stopping it. I kind of like phased out with them, and then they sold their company, so I could never go back there.
Oh.
Did you get a chunk of that sale?
No, I didn't get. They fucking hated me. I think.
Weird.
You didn't name who they were.
Yeah,
you should now, though.
I don't even know. I feel like they didn't even know I was a comic, probably. Probably one of them did. But they didn't care. They, like, were bad with money. Anyways, go on.
What's the because I only know a few jobs that you've had. What's the worst or weirdest that you've had, Diego?
I haven't had that many jobs.
Fucking bitch.
Right, because you...
Privilege.
Yeah.
White piece of shit, man.
My first job was at the hockey store in high school, and I worked there for like 4 years.
They okay. sold hockey?
I sold hockey equipment.
They sold the idea
It was
hockey.
Literally the dream job
Welcome
for me.
Welcome to the hockey store.
I would go to school, get off, go home, eat something, and then walk. The store was like comically close to my house. Like if the end of my like complex area door entrance was like here, and there's like a shopping district, or shopping like a strip mall kind of thing on a block away. It was the closest store physically.
Oh, wow.
Like, the back entrance was the first thing you would see.
So, ignorant question. Florida, South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey, popular?
Kind of, yeah, because a lot of people that live there are like Canadians and, like, or Northeastern people who were tired of winter.
Real
and the Panthers,
snowbirds.
Snowbirds, that's what they're called.
Snowbirds.
And the Panthers got good, and then people were like, yay, hockey, and then they just, like, blew up.
And you played a lot of hockey.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly roller, but also ice.
Roller's probably more popular.
Much cheaper. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I could go and play literally 8 hours and not pay a dime, or pay like $14 and play an hour of ice.
Wow.
I also played a lot of hockey.
We talked about this.
I played hocky.
You don't have to.
I have to do it.
You could be your own person.
I sure would like to.
But it's impossible.
I can't do it. I also played hockey in Florida.
Oh, in Florida, really? Mm-hmm. In the same town?
No, I was on the panhandle.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you're up there.
I was on the, yeah. I played ice hockey in Tallahassee for a while.
I love that panhandle hockey. I got to tell you.
You know what I like the panhandle? You can just grab it.
That's right.
You mm-hmm. just grab it and swing the whole state
and
around.
And it's hot, you just put a little towel over it.
Oh, come on.
Like,
don't even start about me putting a towel on the handle.
Okay.
I will do it, sonny boy.
Oh, can I tell you my dad's story?
I would love to hear this.
Hey, about my dad?
Oh, yeah. I actually have been aching to hear, I'm not even joking. I've been aching to hear this because I saw the Instagram and it seems so whimsical.
Okay,
I'm going to preface this. I know the story.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
All right, well, I'm going to ooh and ah, and you're not going to be able to do anything about
also,
it.
Also, I did the same thing with my father, so just remember that. Just remember he did it with his father, but I also did it with my father. So.
Who is also great. Diego's
who's
dad.
Also, who's also it's great because we actually cannot communicate because of the language barrier.
Of course.
I know that your father does speak English, like, pretty well.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to believe it.
No, it's very
it's not a thing.
I just don't acknowledge that he speaks multiple languages.
So on Wednesday... it was my dad's birthday.
Okay.
So I called him after. So I had five classes that day. After my first set of classes, I called him during my lunch and to wish him happy birthday. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? Happy birthday. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm actually in the Bronx. He, I guess, now delivers weekly to the Bronx and like drops off like produce. But usually he's there for like an hour. It's like in and out. But this.
He's
a truck driver.
Truck driver. Okay.
Sorry. He's a truck driver. He's been a truck driver my whole life.
Okay.
And this time his truck broke down, so I'm like, oh, are you gonna be there for a while? He's like, I think so. The guys are on their way here to fix it. It'll probably take a while to fix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, let me finish my next set of classes. I'll call you back. I'll come see you, because I had a hockey game that night, but I knew it was gonna rain, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna assume it's gonna cancel and just go see my dad. I call
hockey
him
outside.
Yeah, so I play roller hockey over on Pier 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an outside rink. It has a roof on it, but if it's raining, it still gets all wet. And it's very difficult to play. So I call him when I finish the classes, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to come. Where are you? And he tells me he's at the Bronx Terminal Market and something, something, Reuben Brothers, something, 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 produce. He's like, just look for produce. There's no street signs because it's like an airport, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'll call you when I get to the Bronx and I'll figure out my way there.
Oh, God.
Like to the borough of the Bronx.
The borough of the Bronx, yeah. From Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I jump on the train. It's about an hour 15 to get there. And I start walking, and I get to what is the Bronx Terminal Market, and it's an enormous mall.
Right, it's huge.
It's a huge mall, and I'm like looking. I'm like, all right, let me call my dad. No answer.
Oh, God.
Call again. No answer. Call again. No answer. Write to voicemail. I find a security guard. I'm like, hey, where would trucks be unloading things? And he's like, well, either all the way over there or all the way over there, like the very ends of the mall. I'm like, fuck it. And I walked. It's again raining the whole time. Yeah. I walk to one end. There's two trucks there, and neither are my father. I walk all the way to the opposite end. There's no trucks there, but there's a security guard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, is there another Bronx Terminal Market? And she goes, no. And I start walking away, and she's like, well, there's a place people confuse the Bronx Terminal Market for.
Ah.
And I'm like, well, what is this place?
Thank God for this woman.
Yeah, thank God for this woman. And she's like,
I've never said that before in my life.
You really have?
I've never said thank God for any woman.
That's been the first time anyone said it on this podcast.
Oh, for sure.
And it came from me?
And I will, just to put it out there for the listeners, that was Luke who said that, a nice thing about a woman, and we will be editing it out.
Luke, and then you have to edit this out.
I will also be editing this out, but this is for the Patreon subscribers.
We send them this small 30-second
episode.
We only send them what has been edited out of the episodes.
That's fair. And that's what they deserve.
That's actually very funny.
Thank you.
Write it down. And she's like, it's called the Hunts Point Market. And I'm like, well, how close is that? She goes, it's not. And I go, okay. And I look at the map. I'm basically next to Yankee Stadium.
Right.
It's all the way on the other side of the Bronx. And the cool thing about the Bronx is on the west, on the east side, there's like a drop off that goes deeper into the ocean. Yes. And like, that's where it is.
Yeah.
And I jump in a car.
Just so you explain, you mean the New York Yankees?
Yes.
Okay.
The Yankees. I'm sorry.
The New York Yankees. New York Yankees. The New York Yankees.
I call a car, which surprisingly takes a long time to get there, which is so cool. It took like 25 minutes for the car to get there.
Wow.
And I get in the car. Of course, it smells terrible. We start driving, and it's like a 25-minute drive.
Wow.
We get to what is the Hunts Point Market, and it is enormous. And it's you have to go through like a gate, like a toll gate.
Right.
And I'm in a fucking Lyft.
So question.
Please.
What are these big industrial markets that sell produce to grocery stores? So people from grocery stores bring their trucks there and they pick up food? Or
I assume it's either that or restaurants.
But nobody's coming. You and I aren't going there. Like, no. Let's buy 8,000 apples.
Right. I think you could.
Yeah.
Because they have displays I saw later on that you can just walk up and grab stuff. I was like, whatever. It's just weird. It seems very much like a level between a normal consumer and a business or restaurant.
It feels
like people buy stuff and take it to restaurants and restaurants buy from them.
And exactly. There's a business in going to that market and selling stuff to bodegas and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
You're just a fucking bodega Johnny Appleseed with a big sack of apples over your back. You're like, would you like some of these red apples? And they go like,
sure. Four.
I guess.
We sold four every year. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I get four. We wrap each of them in cellophane. So there's more waste for an apple.
Yeah.
And then we sell it to a guy for too much money and it's soft.
I thought this was funny. The bodega across the street from Melissa's apartment is shutting. They were closing. And I was talking to the guy and he was like, yeah, we're moving to Queens. So if you want to stop by there, that's where we're going to be. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be brand loyal to the bodega. You know, like,
you take a fucking Uber. You take an Uber pool to this bodega to get a bag of Doritos, and then you take an Uber pool back.
It's like, this isn't like something I don't need any of this stuff from you.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for your time and service, but with all due respect, I'm never gonna see you again.
No. There ain't no one ever sold me a pack of Ritz crackers better than Frank.
Yeah. it's not like a barber, anyway.
Exactly. There's no skill involved.
Oh, if it was a barber, I would follow.
So I get to the gate. And I'm in a lift, so it goes a little up ahead of the driver. And the guy's like, we're closed. And I go, yeah, my dad is in here somewhere, and I want to find him, but I don't know where he is specifically. And they go, can you call him? I'm like, I wish I could. I've been dying to call him.
This whole fiasco would actually be fixed
if I could. Easier. And then he's like, all right, you can get out, but you can't drive in. So the guy drops me off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I just have to go fucking car to car and like truck to truck to see if my dad's in it. Because I don't know what his truck is. It's not his. It's he works for someone. And I'm walking through the first parking lot. And I'm like looking at the license plates because maybe they'll be from Florida. But also a lot of times they're not.
They're not, right.
I'm looking in the trucks. But of course they're all very tinted. And I'm just walking. I call my mom. And I'm like, hey, do you know what the truck that dad drives looks like? And she goes, no, I got nothing. No information for you. And I'm like, okay, I'll figure this out. And she's getting worried because everyone's trying to call my dad to wish him a happy birthday, right, and he's not answering.
Right.
I'm walking. I get out of that specific little parking lot area. No luck.
Right.
I start walking down like a really long parking, like 2 football fields until I could see the end.
Right.
Like, very long.
All trucks?
Mostly 99% trucks. There's like a couple cars here and there.
Right.
I walk by a porta potty that a security guard is walking out of, and go.
I didn't know that detail.
Yeah. and he left his umbrella outside, and it rolled a lot. It was very funny. And I'm like, I remember that my dad brought up that was produce, and that it was something called Reuben Brothers.
Right.
But he didn't say that it was him. He just said the word Reuben Brothers. So I don't know if he was like looking at it,
right,
or like
right,
that's
right,
who I'm working for right now. And I'm like, hey, Reuben Brothers, anything? Does that make ring a bell? And he goes, oh yeah, yeah. You see that black car down there? And I'm like, kind of. And he's like, well, make a left there. You'll find it. I'm like, all right. 5-minute walk. Make a left. See a sign that has a Reuben Brothers. I walk into like a little, they have these tiny little offices on the like, where the back of the truck's back out of.
The loading dock.
The loading dock.
Yeah.
There's a cute little, it looked like, you remember in Dinosaurs, the guy's boss who like, there's no room for his shoulders.
Yeah. Stuck in there.
It was that, but
like a
guy,
little, it's like the, oh fuck, what's that position called? Like the shop steward almost is like sitting in that thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's a guy comically overweight with a giant mustache and the biggest cigar I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even chop it. Like it's just all the way out.
Right.
And I'm like, a little weird. My dad's in here somewhere. I think he delivered for you guys, but his phone's not working. And he goes, well, if he delivered for us, he should be over there, 269. All the platforms have number on them. I'm like, all right. I start walking. It's pouring. I get to 269. And there's like a bunch of people working. They're so mad I'm there. They can tell I don't work there. Like, they're so, like, fuck off.
Do they have, like, hairnets?
Some people have, no, they'll have vests and just filthy
hands. Orange?
Yeah, orange and
neon
green. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Moving big boxes.
Big pallets.
Yeah.
And they have the forklifts that you can push with your hands. Like, the
oh, yeah. I don't do good with those.
They seem like the kind of people you'd have to stop them to ask them about a murder.
Yeah.
If you're not iced tea, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
So I get to one guy. And I'm like, hey, I think my dad, blah, 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 blah. Has anyone been in here, like, fixing a truck? Because I knew he was having mechanical issues. And he's like, I saw a tow truck go that way, like, an hour ago. And I'm like, well, thank you so much for your service. And I just start walking again.
Fuck.
And I'm just walking, and it's filthy, enormous. Like, there's banana peels everywhere. It just smells terrible.
Yeah.
It's so dirty. I can't. Again, imagine walking around the outside of an airport and asking if you can find a specific pilot.
That's what it felt like.
And
impossible.
I'm walking, and I make a left, and there's just another enormous, just like an enormous alleyway of, not even alleyway, just street, like the biggest street I've ever been on, and just so many trucks. And I see really far away. I see a tow truck's like lights with like, and I'm like, all right, let's see. I just keep walking.
Were you running at any point?
No, yeah. I was so tired. I already taught 5 classes.
Yeah.
It's like, I left my gym at 4:45. It's like 7:45 now.
Of course, yeah.
And I get close enough, and I see that in the cabin of the truck is a man with hat and sunglasses. I'm like, that's daddy. I found daddy so much. And I'm walking, and I get close enough where I know he can see me. Like, he's not looking. He's looking forward.
Aww.
And he's eating, and he just turns to look out the window to his left where I'm standing and starts laughing so hard. He's dying. He opens the door. He's like, I knew you'd find me. And I'm just freaking out. Like,
I can't believe
I just fucking found you in this airport.
Diego found his daddy.
With, like, investigatory skills.
Yeah.
And he freaks out. We give each other a hug. And there's like, it's raining. These guys are like under the truck trying to fix it. He's like, come into the truck. And we're just sitting in the truck. And because the truck died, he can't charge his phone in there.
Yeah.
And we sit there for like an hour and talk. And then the plan was going to be when they finish fixing the truck, he's going to just drop me off on the opposite side of the George Washington Bridge, which I don't know where that is. I know it's in Manhattan somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I would have figured it out probably.
Yeah.
But they're having a tough time fixing it. So I was like, let's go to the cafeteria. I can charge my phone over there and, you know, we relax. So we walk over there. Again, such a long walk. He made it seem like it was down there. It was so far. And so many people are like moving pallets and fruit. And we stopped to ask a guy. I'm like, because he's had the same question. He's like, do people come here?
Yeah.
To buy fruit? He's like, at 11 o'clock, you won't be able to move. That's how he will come here. And I'm like, all right. And we go to the saddest cafeteria I've ever seen in my life. It's just so gray and dirt. Everything had like an inch of oil over it.
Yeah.
We sit down, he's charging his phone, and there's a TV and it's playing like Olympic sports, but it's not the Olympics. Like, right. It's like a one of those things.
Wait, what?
Like people are doing the Olympic sports, but it's not the Olympics.
Like, what was it? Like track and field stuff?
Yeah, track and field stuff.
Jesus.
And we are watching it, and little by little, more Dominican guys start talking to my dad, and my dad's roasting them and making fun of. Oh, this one Dominican guy says something about like soccer, making fun of soccer players, and he's my dad's like, "How many Dominican players play soccer? How many people play soccer?" He's like, "Real Madrid has a Dominican player." He's like. Or a Dominican guy on their team is like, is it the ball boy? And then I get him a little piece of chocolate cake for his birthday. And we go back finally to the truck. They can't fix it. They've broken a bunch of equipment trying to fix the truck.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how to get home. I don't know where I'm going to go now. And my dad asks the tow truck guys to drop me off at the train. And they're like, sure. But there's two guys in a fucking little tow truck. There's no back seat. So I just sit on the console with my head like sideways for a while.
Yeah.
And they're saying inappropriate things about any woman that was driving, well, that was near the truck, when they drove us home. Oh, drove me to the 6th train in Hunts Point.
Mm. That's like the end of the 6th train.
It's the end of the 6th train. Yeah, and I just took an hour and a half, like almost 2 hour train ride home.
So what did your dad do? Did his truck get fixed? Do you know?
He got fixed the next morning.
Well, so he does he have one of those trucks with a sleeping cabin?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been back there?
I mean, it's when you go into the truck itself, you like see it. It's right there. Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's cool. It's very depressing and very cool at the same time.
I think it's very cool.
He lives a very lonely life. It bums me out.
Does
sometimes.
Your dad have a comically big drink cup?
Oh.
Like, you know, like the big plastic one?
He doesn't drink soda.
Okay.
But he has a 24-pack of water at all times. Like, it's right next to the...
Oh, okay.
How about peeing? What are we talking?
Out of his dick? So much. Out of his dick or not out of his dick?
Does he pee in the cabin?
I didn't ask.
Pull over.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I bet he's really good at holding it at this point. He's been a truck driver longer than I've been alive.
Wow.
It's like 23 years, I think.
industry?
21. 21 years. It was like a crazy story. It was like one of the craziest.
I can't believe you found him. I would have given up before I got to the Bronx.
Yeah, I'm giving up at 4:45. I'm like, all right, well, good luck.
I see it's raining. I'm like, Dad, you know how the trains are in the rain. He's like, no, I don't live here. And I'm like, you'll get it.
You'll see one day.
Oh, you're cutting out.
You just break your phone.
10:04. You just start talking in fucking CB radio.
Yeah.
We got to get into CB radio culture.
We do podcasts through CB radio. They're like, stop talking.
Over.
Every word ends in over.
How you doing? Can you do your plugs? Over. Yeah. We make a truck driver plug. He's like, I work for Carolina Freight, and I move a bunch of oranges all the time. And I'll see you somewhere between Florida and Vermont eventually.
I was just psyched I got to see him on his birthday, too. Like, that worked out so perfectly. Cool. But, like, I was so tired the next day.
Yeah.
Because it's more of an emotional thing. Like, just all the traffic. Like, just...
Totally.
And my phone died before I got on the way back. I just sat there quietly for 2 hours. Like
on the train?
Yeah, thinking. Nothing.
Why didn't you charge your phone in the cafeteria?
Because I didn't have my charger.
Oh, brother.
And no one who drives trucks has an iPhone.
They all have Android?
They all have like some weird Android.
Why is That's that?
So they're Hispanic people. They don't have fucking iPhones.
I mean, I can't co-sign on that.
I'm
signing out.
I'll say that they are...
bad people.
Yeah. I will say a different culture. That's heavily. Fair. Can you hear me winking?
That's an amazing story.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's nuts.
The little detail of your dad just turning and laughing is the greatest.
Oh, it's my favorite. Greatest. I'm never going to forget that.
Just him going, look at you. That's my boy.
Just yelling, mijo.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Kissing you. And
yeah. It's a thing, man. Like, I think I've talked about how we have a weird relationship.
Sexually
because of how much sex we do have.
Yeah.
So, and how great the sex is. No, about how, like, I don't call him very often. He's a very difficult person to talk to, but not because of, like, his beliefs.
Right.
Just for some reason, like, he just gives me detail about his job, and it's, like, boring. But, like, in person, he's great.
Interesting. So phones where you have your problem.
Yeah.
My dad will not have phone sex with me. And I keep being like, Dad.
Skype.
Just tell me about your tits.
Are you in the bath?
Explain your tits to me over the phone. He won't.
That's crazy, man. I mean, and one day we'll get there.
I hope not. I haven't heard my father's voice in a long time.
4 months? At least two, right?
No, more. I would say 5 months.
So at least two, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I talked to him on the phone at Christmas time.
That's nuts. You're that's nuts territory now.
We've texted a little.
No,
did something happen?
No, we just have an odd relationship now.
I thought you guys were close.
We were. Like a weird thing. So this I think this is what happened. My dad has a very old – my dad is a Hispanic truck driver in that he has a very old Android phone that doesn't work very well.
I think any dad is basically a truck driver.
Yeah, right? Oh, dude, my dad writes down – he calculates his own gas mileage. Like he writes down
– that's crazy.
The distance he's driven and the gallons of gas he used, and he figures out his car's gas mileage and how efficient it's still being.
Does he have a chalkboard like on the car?
He has a little notebook he keeps in the glove compartment.
With the gas mileage?
It's just for that. Just to write down the gas mileage stuff. Incredible. He's unbelievable in that he's a psychopath. but just about that. But yeah, so my dad has a very old Android phone. And this has happened 3 years in a row now. Or like two or 3 years in a row. And I'll call him on his birthday, which is in August. And he won't pick up.
Right.
And I'll leave him a voicemail.
Right.
And for some reason, he doesn't get the voicemail. So then he thinks I did not call him for his birthday. And then we do not talk until November or December.
Really?
Yeah. Because neither of us will be the first one to call.
Wow. But have you explained to him that you called him?
Every time.
But he doesn't believe you.
No, I think he believes me and then just forgets it the next year or
Should
something.
Should we get him a new phone for his birthday or something?
No.
Okay.
Why don't you...
He has a good job.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Like, he has like a hard... It's like a hard labor-intensive job, but he gets paid a good amount of money for it. So he can get himself a new phone.
I'm surprised that his voicemail just doesn't work.
He just has like the world's oldest Android phone.
I see.
And it just like doesn't show up.
Wow.
And it's... So then we just don't talk... And then so then we talk to Christmas...
But you just won't. But also, you won't call him.
I got nothing to say to the guy.
Right.
Right.
I got nothing going on.
See, so it's more than.
It's more than that, but it's also like. But we're not. We've never been mad at each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We just don't talk that often.
Right.
And it's because he lives so close, and he works even closer.
That's the thing where, like, I think.
Does he work in Brooklyn?
He works on the Manhattan side of the Williamsburg Bridge.
Oh, right.
Like
right
underneath it.
Yeah.
That's the thing where, like, if, like, you know, if someone, like, lives close to a place, like, close to their work, they're always late.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like, I'll get there in a minute. But, like, if you, a little farther away, you give yourself more time and you treat it a little more seriously. Yeah. I feel like you have that feeling of, like, my dad's right there. If I need to go see him, I'll go see him.
But yeah.
Like, I had to take advantage of that one, even though it was a long thing, I had to take advantage of it because it was one time. So, like, I feel like that is, like, a little bit of a, like, a safety net that's screwing over your relationship.
Because when was the last time you saw your dad?
A year ago.
Wow, okay.
I went to Florida a year ago for his birthday.
So it was between birthdays, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I don't talk to my mom more often, but
not every day.
Maybe
every week.
Once a month on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because it used to be once a week, but I was like, I got
nothing's happening.
Nothing.
And it's depressing me that I have nothing else to talk to you
and
about.
She doesn't have anything to talk about. And I called her on the Friday before Mother's Day to be like, is anything going on for Mother's Day that I need to, like, come home for? And she went, oh, it's Mother's Day this weekend. And then, because she lives with my grandma, and now her boyfriend just moved in with her, which is a whole fucking other thing. And my uncle also lives there. There's a lot of people in the house.
A lot of people in the house.
It's a big house.
It's a fun house.
It's a wild time.
Smart house?
It's a smart house. It
sucks.
Actually, what happened is somebody, like, there was a break-in recently because someone copied my hand, and then they were able to get into the house with the hand lock. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
that's how you get in.
That's how you get in. They go, Mike's here, and they go, oh no, I'm a man with a sword. But
which is interesting because you are a man with a sword.
I'm a man with a sword, often.
No country, but a sword.
Yeah. God, there's no country for me, I'll tell you. But
you're not an old man.
I'm quite young, 17 years old. But so my mom was like, brother, Jesus Christ. My mom was like, oh, yeah, Mother's Day, because she didn't remember. And my grandmother, one of my uncles died when he was young, like 13. So now my grandma just like doesn't like Mother's Day because it makes her think of her dead son. Mm-hmm. And then last year I saw my mom be like, you know, you have five other kids, right? Just being like, we would like you to have a nice Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So my grandma doesn't want to do anything. My mom forgot. She's like, I'm going to paint my bathroom if you want to come out for that. I was like, I couldn't want to do that less. There's nothing I want to do less than watch you paint the bathroom with your boyfriend. And my mom
just standing in the hallway, just, you know, hands on your hips.
Missed a spot.
There you go, Bob.
You
great,
got it.
Great one. At least this boyfriend's nice to her.
That's huge.
Yeah. Her last couple boyfriends haven't been so nice.
I wasn't so nice to her, but, you know, she's like,
Diego, no. Diego really grifted my mom. He took a lot of money from her.
How was the guy with the who watched TV standing up?
Oh, pee-pee time?
Oh, pee-pee time?
Pee-pee time.
He was the fuck. I forgot about that. Yeah, he was the fucking worst, dude. I hate him. I think that's
the first joke I ever heard you tell.
Pee-pee time?
So funny.
If I ever see him, I would beat the shit out of that guy.
Oh, good.
Really? Yeah, I hate him. He's banned from the house, and me and my uncle have a pact that we're going to beat the shit out of him.
Oh, good.
He was just like, he didn't do anything like illegal wrong. Mm-hmm. He was just very mean emotionally to my mother. Which is also bad.
Yeah.
But it's like not a thing where it's like I have to like call the police on the guy
sure.
or whatever.
Right.
But this guy is, this new guy is, seems to be much nicer. I'd try not to talk to him that much.
Sure.
But, you know, he's like fine.
Yeah.
He's a very nice guy. He always stands up and shakes my hand and I go, all right, that seems like a bit much. But
ooh, I like the stand up.
He's a little dim.
Which is fine.
Right.
But he's very nice and he seems to have my mother's, he seems to have my mother's best interest at heart.
That's great.
She did recently post a Facebook photo that was just the toothbrush holder on the wall in the bathroom with two toothbrushes in it.
Oh,
to be like, look at us.
That warms my heart.
We got two toothbrushes. And I was like, all right, Mom.
Oh, they're not both hers.
It warms my heart. Your mother has two sets of teeth.
Top, bottom.
I was going left, right. Going back and forth.
I was thinking of like a Darth Maul toothbrush.
It's an electric toothbrush with two.
I was thinking more like a cheap trick guitar.
Oh, yeah. That's the
cheap trick guitar.
A
guitar.
You want to do some questions?
Let's do some questions real quick.
Oh, man, Luke, you're so much fun. I love you so much.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Listen, guys, I'll answer your questions, but
what flavor? Do you want a light one? Do you want a heavy one? This is Diego's choice.
Light one.
You want a light one?
First of all, why are you so tall?
That's not a question that we ask.
I'm actually very short. I'm actually very small.
I'm a small boy.
You are quite small. All right, let's see.
I have small features, if we're being honest.
This is a question I don't. This is a question.
Let that one go. I'm like, all right.
This is a question where I truly do not understand one of the words in the question. This is from a guy named Richard who lives in Austria.
Oh, heard of it?
Really? Heard of it? Yeah.
Cool.
We have big fans in Germany.
We have a big.
Austria.
We have a big.
Really?
We have an Austrian. Austrian fan base. Yeah. So he said, I am currently taking the subway from one end of Vienna. Where I was watching an Inabandy game, which I don't know what that is, to the other end of Vienna to watch an ice hockey game that has already started.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I like this?
Oh. Luke, I want you to hit that one first.
Well, what's Inabandy?
I'm going to look it up right
now.
I'll
start answering the question.
I know ice hockey because I played it and I was a district champion in it.
You're like this, Richard, because you're passionate about the things that you're passionate about. You're going to take a long trip, just like Diego took a long trip to find his daddy. Mm-hmm. You're going to take a long trip to go watch your favorite sports.
Me papi.
I'm wondering, is all the way in Austria, what's that like? I want to ask him a question. You know he can't hear us right now.
I wonder if he's an expat.
Ooh, interesting.
He played for the Patriots.
I don't believe he is. Inabandy is,
he's in a band.
It's floor hockey with a wiffle ball, it
Ooh.
Seems.
Oh, I love this.
So he likes kind of hockey stuff. It seems a little weird.
I think Richard is sick.
Well, even you can admit that it's weird that he's going to two different hockey events in one night.
It's called.
Are they live places? Or is it television? Or?
I think they're live.
That's so sick.
It's also called indoor bandy, Inabandy. Oh, it's called floorball.
Floorball.
And it's called unihockey or plastic hockey.
Okay, I think too many names. Yeah. I think pick a name and get out.
It's from Gothenburg, Sweden, the home of Swedish death metal.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty interesting.
And Batman, Gotham.
Gothenburg, just German Batman or Swedish Batman. I'm Batman.
Oh. Yeah, it's Batman.
Rachel. Rachel, well, we have to build the Flugenflagge.
Where are they?
I don't like this Joker. This Joker seems very rude.
Why are you so serious?
Harvey Dunn, can we
trust
him?
Sorry, Richard.
He has two faces.
He's not Swedish. He's from Austria. We can make fun of the Swedes. The Swedes are, I feel like, fine territory to make fun of.
Oh,
I
100%
agree.
Ripe for
Fjorken.
The Swedish chef. I don't understand what he's saying half the time. I'll tell you that.
Nice meatballs, though.
See, no one ever talks about that one. Everyone goes, ooh,
I think we did.
No one talks about
that.
The part where it sounds like he like swallowed air in a wrong way.
That was an accident. They're like, keep that in.
No, yeah. We like that.
Richard, that seems sick, dude. I like that you're passionate of hockey. I wonder who your favorite player from Germany is.
Do you have a favorite player from Germany?
No, there aren't many. I think there's
but
one.
But he's from Austria, which is different.
Oh, Austria. I forgot.
But it's very similar vibe.
I don't respect either of them. Is that it? Is that the vibe?
Austria seems a little bit more free, yeah. You know?
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Austria. There aren't many about that. Pro hockey player in the NHL that I can think of. But that's cool as shit, dude. Good
yeah,
for you, Richard.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Richard. You know what that reminded me of? That reminded me of a man that, in the room that we all know. Name drop here, Mr. Kevin Bannon.
I was about to say hockey Kevin Bannon.
Ooh. Yeah, Mr. Kevin Bannon, who is a friend of the show.
Die hard
big,
fan.
Big fan. And he just loves stuff.
I
like,
know.
He just will be like, oh, yeah. He'll be like, so, like, I will see him, and he'll be like, oh, yeah, I was at this comedy show, and then I went and saw a movie real quick, and now I'm here seeing a band. I'm like, how did you even fit all of
it's
that
crazy,
in
yeah.
one day? And he's like, I just did it. And I'm like, we were at the same show recently, like, seeing bands, but he was just, like, texting me because I didn't know where in the room he was, and then we left and we didn't see each other.
That's so funny.
But he was like, oh, this band was really good. I was like, they're the best.
He loves music, and he just enjoys life.
Yeah, he loves media in general. Like he has, and he's so knowledgeable about stuff. And he's the kind of guy that's been he's been around enough scenes.
Yeah,
where he'll be like, oh yeah, my friend who used to play in hardcore bands is now opening this restaurant, so I'm at the restaurant opening and shit like that. And I'm like, that's so fucking cool.
Oh yeah, I think I remember him talking about that.
Yeah,
it's like a new. Oh no, it's the vegan restaurant.
He has a well, he is. He knows the guys that run Superiority
That's
Burger.
Right, who used to be a hardcore drummer.
Yeah, he used to be in hardcore. And then he knows a bunch of other people that just opened a Japanese restaurant, I believe. And
ooh.
He's, yeah. And it's just like, man, none of my friends do shit.
Yeah, it's like, are any of us going to open a restaurant?
There's no fucking way any of us are ever going to own a restaurant. Yeah. I'm barely able to go to a restaurant.
Right.
I keep doing it.
You keep going. I say keep it up, Richard.
Yeah, I say you're like that because you like stuff and you want to keep your variety is the spice of life.
Mm-hmm. You got ice hockey, you get floor hockey.
We love you, Richard.
It.
Richard.
Thanks for calling.
Richard.
We love you. All right, let's go. That was a great, you know what? That was a great question.
Great question, Richard.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
I like questions like that where it's like, there's no real answer.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, why am I like this? I don't know, Richard, figure it out. But also, thanks for the question.
Yeah. Thank
also,
you. Please tell
like
more
you.
People in Austria about
yeah,
our,
we do like
our,
it.
Our comedy podcast.
I'm sorry for yelling at Richard.
No. Yeah, I think
all right. This question is for our man Luke because he is straight up obsessed with horses.
Oh!
He wants to fuck a horse. He wants to marry a horse and live in a barn.
Man, I was in Central Park today, and I looked right down the eye of a horse.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. And you have so much horse-based comedy.
I have a lot of horse-based comedy, and it really depresses me to see a big, fat horse in Central Park because, you know, if they were untethered, they wouldn't be able to, like, interact with normal horses.
That's
and
terrible.
Yeah, it's just a bummer. However, you know, always nice to see a horse. Always, you know.
I never want
a fellow horse.
I realize I'm becoming like a crazy horse person.
I never want to see a horse in a city.
No, man.
No.
I feel bad. I feel very sad.
It makes you really sad, yeah.
They look so sad.
They're so stressed out. It's so much happening to them at one time.
Yeah.
They should be in a field.
Yeah.
At worst, frolicking.
Mm-hmm. Right. At worst. And,
at worst, frolicking.
And what you think, like, if you just see New York horses, you're like, oh, horses look sad all the time and have their heads down. No, horses are supposed to be perked up and like, I'm a horse. But this guy's like, I'm a horse.
Yeah.
Very Eeyore-esque horse.
And I hate horses.
You do.
I'm anti-horse.
Yeah. They're so big, it's remarkable.
They're too big to be alive.
I hope I answer the question without having heard the question.
In Long Island, I got on a horse so effortlessly.
You got on a horse on Long Island?
Am I a horse person? Yeah, yeah.
Where?
My ex's boss owns a horse in, what is the beach over there called?
Jones Beach?
No, the fancy one.
Hamptons?
Hamptons.
In the Hamptons?
Yeah.
East Hampton? Southampton?
I couldn't tell you.
I will say this. I, as a horse person, I still don't like the ownership of horses. Hey, we have a horse. We keep it over here.
Yeah.
There's a...
Let it go. Let it run around.
My sister has a new house that she rents.
a new horse.
A new house that she rents. And the people who own the house have horses.
At the house?
But it's like, I think it's a big piece of property with two houses on it.
Yeah.
Because she's near, you can see the horses from her home.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's great.
Yeah. But horse ownership is like bird ownership, where it's like,
oh, I hate that worse.
If you're going to have it, let it go. And but they're like, well, but if I let it go, then I'll never see it again. Yeah, it's a horse.
Mm-hmm. What's your connection with this horse versus another horse?
Yeah.
Right. Their horses are not, look, I mean, as much as we all love horses, they're not affectionate.
We all love horses, don't we?
They're big.
I tried and kiss one once, and he said, next question.
Yeah.
They smell like all right. their own poop. Imagine if you smell like your poop all the time. Anyways, continue.
I would love to huff my own shit and piss at Jenkum.
Jenkum?
Oh, Jesus.
Jenkum the pod.
Would you rather...
Jenkum jeans.
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is like one of those internet questions.
I've got this question.
This is an internet
question. I think I've asked this question on my old podcast before.
I think I would. I have to fight it.
You have to fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses.
Dude, a horse-sized duck is going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I probably fight the... I probably... Jesus, man. I think I would fight the 100 little horses because they can't climb you. They're horses.
Okay.
Horses can't climb.
They can kick.
Because they feel great. Because they... Where I went to preschool... It was near a lake, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of geese at the lake.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about geese.
They're mean as hell.
They're very aggressive.
Imagine a giant duck, dude. It'll fucking eat you.
Okay, but is a horse-sized duck just an ostrich?
No.
Is it bigger than an ostrich?
Yeah, my head's bigger. No,
it's as big as an Escalade.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Because my family... is not known for being smart or having money mm-hmm. or fucking well. I break that tradition, but other than that. Right. But so my one uncle who married into the family, he was like he never really had a job.
Sure.
He was I wouldn't say he's a grifter, but he always had a scheme or a money-making plan.
Yeah.
A bunch of times we would go out into the bay and like catch crabs,
right?
And then he would go and sell them to Chinese restaurants.
Mm-hmm. This is not a grift. This is a good businessman.
So for a while, he sold pigeons.
Okay, to who?
Seems
to
illegal.
People. Just there's pigeon stores, I guess. But
magicians.
He would just catch them and sell them.
I don't know what he. I don't know the process.
This is how I feel about pigeons. No, catch and release, baby.
They were carrier pigeons, so it was like a specific type of pigeon,
right?
But for a while, he had I can't remember the exact number, 1 to 3 emus.
Oh, they're beautiful animals.
And they are mean sons of bitches.
They're huge, too.
Big boys. They're big.
You ever see these emus?
Not in person.
They're big.
But a picture.
Oh, yeah, just jerk off the pictures.
Dude, they're like the size of like a fucking NBA center.
Yeah, oh, like me.
They look big, like Yao Ming.
Yeah. Imagine if Yao Ming was covered in fur, like feathers.
Yeah, there's an emu farm about 45 minutes from my house. I had a friend who lived on a farm outside of Portland, and we used to, like, on the way to his house, you'd drive by an emu farm. And it was like, you'd go hang out there. It's a bad scene, man. Those guys are, they're ornery.
They're trying to hold you
up.
Yeah,
dude, like... they're not nice. And here's the thing. He would feed them. He would somehow get, like, 3, 4, 5-day-old rolls from a bakery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he would just throw them out into the yard, and they would peck at them. And then after a while, he'd make me go clean them up. But.
Dude.
But an emu shit looks a lot like a roll.
A 3-day-old piece of bread.
So you go to pick it up, and sometimes you grab a dookie.
Ew, why did he make you do this? Did he pay you?
No.
I hate this uncle.
He was a thing where you think hard works and instills something in you, but it just makes me angry.
Yeah. Anger.
Yeah. The only thing it instilled,
rage.
The only thing it instilled me with is anger towards a boss.
Yeah. and a family member.
Yeah.
And what kind of divas are these emus that they're not eating 3-day-old bread?
Well, they'd peck at it.
Yeah, well, I'll peck at an emu. Eat the bread.
But and then he got my uncle, this man, he's the first person I ever heard of that got gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So he had a little tiny stomach and a big fat body. And
did he lose weight?
No, he died. Because I never liked the guy that much. And he married into my family, and now he's dead. So he's just passing through. He's a little passenger.
Tiny stomach.
But what he did was so, like, say we're having a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, say we're having chicken cutlets.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
He would have my aunt put all of that in a food processor.
No.
And make it a soup.
No.
For the emus?
For himself.
Ew!
And he would eat it because he could only eat so much in his little stomach. So he's still getting a massive amount of calories.
Oh, what a fuck you! Emu.
But in a soup.
More condensed.
Obey the gastric bypass!
He didn't. I think he lost some weight and then had like saggy skin.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly he was eating like pork chop soup.
But why wouldn't you just, if you got the gastric bypass, why would you like cheat yourself?
The man didn't learn.
Man, what an idiot.
Wow, that sucks.
I'm glad he's dead.
You know what? I would mostly be offended by that if I liked the guy at all.
And I know.
But
and also, if you did like him, I'd totally go fuck yourself.
Yeah, if I liked him, then what are you going to do?
Okay. Everybody calm down.
Want to do another one?
One more question?
Yes, one more question, and then just a nice little game of kiss the bottle.
Kiss the model?
Kiss the bottle?
I would like
hey,
to,
guys, nobody's kissing me.
Right? I'd like to do kiss the model.
I have modeled before.
I modeled as a child.
Do you guys want to do a... we got a stand-up comedy-based question. You guys want to do that real
sure,
quick?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, look, you do stand-up comedy.
Once in a while. I go up and I read the court transcripts of Lenny Bruce. That's what I do.
That's a fun bit. Yeah, give us a comedy
so this question. This is a question from, I think, someone who either is new or doesn't do comedy at all.
Okay.
So the first question is, why is stand-up so hard? And that's like an existential crisis of a question. But then the second question is, what's the easiest way to map out sets so you don't sound like a goblin desperately trying to get some laughs? And then in parentheses it says, I know it varies person to person, but I'd love some perspective. Thank you. I love you. Please murder me.
Okay.
That's a pretty funny.
That's fun.
That's a pretty fun question.
I love these questions.
Yeah, pretty great.
I think that
was from someone named Jordan, who I think is the person who just bought some of the old TV casualty bins.
Oh, so Jordan, goodness. The guy with the 12 rules to something something.
No, but I think it's a woman. It's actually Jordan Peterson.
Oh.
Oh, well, if you want to. I really like TV.
All right, so first question was...
Why stand up so hard?
Well, I think it's a very unnatural thing to do.
Right.
A one-person conversation.
And it's a not masterable thing. Right. There's no end.
No, there's no end to stand-up comedy.
Right.
It's not like a degree. Sorry to keep it. But it's not like you're I have a master's degree now. And you're like, no, you're just like, okay, I just did some comedy.
I think if you get comedians in cars, I think that's a master's degree. It's equivalent to a master's
degree. Oh, so Miranda Sings has a master's degree in comedy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she deserves it.
We are not disputing that on this podcast.
You ever try to make a funny face? It's
yeah,
very hard.
I can't do it.
You put a lot of red lipstick on?
I've never not put it on in my life.
She did
I
it.
Put it around my ass.
She put the work on.
Jerry looked like he was in a lot of pain.
Oh, dude, that sucked. That's a fucking
I think
terrible.
Jerry did it because his kids like it.
Yeah, I think
and
so
that's
too.
It.
Which
is why you never have kids.
It's also hard because you don't have anybody. You have to create all of the structure on your own. And you have to create all of your ideas on your
own. I said the second part of the question is a more answerable question.
It's just hard because there's no fucking boss.
Mm-hmm.
And you, there's no, there's like rewards vaguely.
Yeah.
And okay, we are meant to be led.
Yeah. But so what's the best way to structure a set?
I mean, if I can, I'll say the way I do it is almost chronological in that it's, actually, no, it isn't chronological.
Right.
Parts of the chunks will be chronological.
What do you
usually
mean?
Usually to make sense. So, like, I have a bit, like my bit about dating, I start the bit about how the first time I asked a girl out.
Yeah.
I was in fifth grade. And then it layers
into now.
Things.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that's the only part of it that's chronological. I don't know why I said that then, I guess. How do you structure a set?
I
start strong, end strong?
There's a
thing, hell.
Yeah. There's a... If you're just starting, there's actually a really good LA comic John Roy did a free stand-up comedy class on his Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best because he's like a guy that has done Conan a bunch.
Yep.
He is a headlining
comedian.
He's a
comedian.
real comic. He's not charging you any money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's only doing it because he wants to do it and because he thinks comedy classes are a scam. And
I teach them and then
I
say they are.
Oh yeah, and I'm bad.
where do you teach them?
After MMA class, I'd say,
nobody leave.
Uh-huh. Come on. Everyone got your microphone.
Everyone get your bits. Collect your bits. But I think he started doing it when I was already a couple years into comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, I think if this existed right when I started, it would have fucking blown my mind. It would have helped me so much.
Mm. Yeah.
But it did help me put some stuff into perspective. Like he does he would call it a shit sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Where you start, especially for open mics, you like would start with a joke that you knew at least did okay,
mm-hmm.
and in the middle you would do all new stuff that you had no, like not even no confidence in. You had no idea if it works or not.
Right,
right.
And then you would end with something hopefully strong also,
mm-hmm.
and that's the easiest way. And I mean you can also, but that you can extrapolate that to any set.
I try to do that at shows where if you do something, if you want to do something new, you say what works first, and then you say something new, and then you say what works again.
Yeah.
I do that. Also, I just do fuck. There's just no. I feel like I've completely abandoned order.
I've started opening with brand new stuff. Yeah. Recently, because I think it's funny, and I like to see what I can do.
Yeah, you gotta challenge yourself and shake things up and fucking. There's really, I think that John Roy Tumblr is helpful, but also at the same time, I think, and this might be, I think I have been slightly impacted by this, and I count myself in this group of people, but I think that our generation of comedians is overexposed to like, podcasts about comedy and like that kind of stuff to the point where we overthink it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think as helpful as that is, you need to find a line between like I'm going to take in and absorb all this information directly and indirectly from people, and then I'm also just going to go do it. And I think I didn't do enough of that second part initially.
Yeah. I think that if you are a person who wants to start doing stand-up comedy and you haven't started yet, or even if you have done it a couple of times, go to it. It's brutal sometimes. Go to an open mic and don't do comedy.
I wish I would have done that.
Just watch it. I mean, I didn't do it either. So, but I think it would have been nice to, like, because you can watch, because there, especially if you're not in a New York or an LA,
yeah,
you can see people of wild, like, style swings,
yeah.
Of talent. Like, it's just like all over
What's
the
that?
Place. Talent?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying. What
is
it?
I mean, it's like you know how you're like good at hockey?
Yeah.
It's like that, but for comedy.
Oh. Yeah. Like I'm talking about language.
Yeah.
A mind jock.
But yeah,
a laugh jock.
Yeah, you can watch. So you can watch it, and you can see what you do like about comedy or you don't like about comedy,
yes.
And like so you can be like, oh, I actively don't want to do this kind of thing,
right?
Because I think the easiest thing is, because none of us here are like.
Choose your next words.
Are like, none of us here are white. None of us here are like, you know, we're not like, none of us are like headliners.
Right.
We're not like fully professional comedians. We all make some.
Barely a feature.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not at all.
Yeah. But I think.
I sell green tea.
hold on. You hand out green tea.
I hand it out.
Yeah.
I actually don't anymore because they sold the company.
But I think. You just maybe you're like, first of all, put zero expectations on yourself.
Right.
And second of all, put zero, because I think it's different than being a musician or anything. Like you cannot give yourself a style.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. And if you do, it's usually you're just immediately like you're very much ripping off
That's
somebody
huge.
Else.
Huge.
And,
right.
Yeah. So what you're going to want to do is because I listened back a little while ago of like. Sets for my first year of comedy.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy how different they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First of all, there's zero confidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I now have.
Makes sense.
1% confidence.
Beautiful.
But I was like doing like a lot of weird, trying to do political material because
oh my
it
God.
Was like, I started in 2011.
Okay.
So it was like the like 2012 Republican primaries.
But that's
we're
not
starting.
Really like
Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum, a lot of Rick Santorum jokes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, like brutal. Like something you would, if you saw me doing it now, you're like, did you get a head injury? Like what?
Yeah,
why
yeah,
would
yeah.
you? Why
well,
are you
I think
doing,
we're all like that.
Yeah. So you just write
for
whatever. I tried to do characters.
Yeah.
Everything and fail. As big and as loud as you want to for as long as you want to.
Yeah, and
people
continue.
Are gonna.
Yeah.
People are in the back of the room. They're gonna laugh at you. They're gonna think
shit.
You fucking suck. People do that to me now, and I'm a fucking national headliner.
Yeah. I'm a darling.
I'm an indie darling. I'm
mm-hmm.
known very well in North Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. I was called a North. What was I called? A North Western?
North Brooklyn comedian.
A North Brooklyn comedian recently.
Really?
Yeah, and it broke my heart. And there
by
are
who?
Friends who wrote it. Cause I'm seeing this elementary school thing.
Uh-huh.
And like we'll be emceed by North Brooklyn comedian Diego Lopez. I was
oh,
like,
wow.
This devastated me.
Yeah.
And they have no idea.
Could,
and they're friends. I
yeah.
love them.
Because they're just not in comedy. So they don't
North
know.
Brooklyn.
I'm like, oh, it's so specific.
Williamsburg Bushwick comedians.
The Williamsburg Bushwick border comedian.
You touched on but the idea of jumping on a style too early is something that I think it sucks. Not only in so many other aspects of life where people want to be something so quickly. It's like,
yes.
You have to earn a style. And it's
right.
like, I'm very lucky that I feel like if I listen to any sets at all so far, I don't sound like anyone specifically. I'm not good, yeah. but I'm not trying to be any one comedian, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I like that.
Especially if you're like, oh, I only like to do jokes like this, and then you are like stuck.
Yeah.
In you're that, that you're that person.
Yeah, yeah, if you're like the, if you start and you're like the one-liner comedian.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, I don't, like, the only person I've really seen, like, really, a couple, I guess two, that I've seen, like, really change their style, is one is a man who is a, this is Louis C.K., who we're not allowed to legally talk about anymore. And the other was Nick Thune.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think he would do, like, the guitar stuff.
He lost the guitar a couple years ago, right?
Lost the guitar, got rid of the guitar.
We saw him at Whiplash, and he didn't do any guitar stuff. And I remember we were like, whoa. That's
yeah, different. Yeah. He did. Yeah, we saw him at Whiplash, and he just did, like, two long stories.
Right.
Was the story about the dog eating weed?
A story about his dad.
Oh, a story about his dad and a story about seeing a guy that was about to jump off of a bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're both very good.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was like still
his. He dresses
his,
so well.
He dressed very well. And so it was like still him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like he was doing like his style, which is like a little dry, a little slow, kind of sarcastic.
Yeah.
But he would only do like little quip one-liner things. And then these were like a bunch of, you know, in the story.
They were so impressive.
Yeah. It was very good. Yeah. It was interesting to see him evolve as a comedian and not have to be stuck in the thing that he started as.
Right. That's great. I find that so impressive.
I think
Luke, why do you think you're so bad at comedy?
Because I try to be.
You're one of my favorites. Fuck off.
Really, is it a style really, thing? Where you're so like, funny. Make,
you
like,
you.
Do, you're like bad on purpose? Like yeah. an alt comedy thing?
I want to go up there and I want to make people unhappy. Every day. I want to go up there. I just want to be like really pretentious, but for being bad.
I just like to go up there and just make people pay
right.
for having been here.
Wow. I just want to be punched in the face on stage.
I would love to. Dude, you've been threatened multiple times. Do you think it's because you're big?
I do. A friend of mine said that the day after, and he was like, I think, because I was like, I don't have provocative material. Quite the opposite. I'm not threatening anybody. I think it's because I'm big and the person is waiting for a chance to, because it's something that happens in bars fights too, where somebody is just wants to hit the biggest person.
Yeah.
it's prison.
It's either that or just random chance. Because it happened twice. Happened twice in like less than a year, which is
that's
very
crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never. No, I'm just so physically intimidating on stage that it's like no one's ever even.
You do hold a knife while you do all your jokes.
So. I mean, how else do you get attention?
That's a good point.
That's how I saw Mike. That's how I discovered Mike. I saw him holding that knife and it glistened. And it made me squint. I was like, what's that?
I was at Cave, the coffee shop, swinging a knife wildly during the open mic.
Second mic I ever did.
Brutal.
It sucked.
Fucking. Unbelievably brutal open mic.
Where was that? Cave?
Cave, it's like over
by Espresso Shop.
It's like
yeah,
over
by
Pine Box, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
It was like an ambush open mic.
Yes.
At a coffee shop, and half the comedians would like, people would just be like, they're quietly typing on their computer, and they were like, why aren't you looking at me? They're like, because I didn't fucking know you were going to be here.
It's nuts.
Ange Noir was like that too, where the open mics would be. People like, why are you? Oh, I guess you don't think that one's funny. It's just some guy being like, I have a paper due tomorrow.
I'm actually working on a thing for my job, and I paid money to come here and use the Wi-Fi, and now you're talking about Hitler, obviously. So, yeah, I don't know. Comedy sucks. Do it or don't. And it's hard.
Probably don't do it.
Probably just like get into woodworking. Which
get into
is
woodworking.
More,
yeah. Do follow us all on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's right.
I do want to get enough money that I can eventually get into woodworking.
Dude, that's sick.
That you just do it kind of casually.
Yeah. I get a garage. Yeah. I get a space somewhere. Even in the city, I got like a little.
Oh, wow,
in
the
little,
city.
But like one of those little, you know those like, like kind of by us, there's like the long strip of garages.
Oh, yeah. I love
on
those.
On a block. I want to get one of those and use that and make a chair or a table.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kick the chair out from underneath me when I hang myself.
There's the joke.
Can I have your lathe after you?
You can absolutely have my lathe.
Thank you so much, Luke, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, boys.
I love you guys. We really, truly love you and think of you as a friend.
Thank you.
I think of you as a strong acquaintance.
Wow. Okay. Well, I understand.
If the folks want to look at your face and listen to your voice and look at your ideas, what would they do then?
They want to look at my ideas.
Twitter, I don't know how to
just broadcast. My name, Luke Moniz, M-O-N-E-S. If you just put that, plug that into the old Google machine.
And please watch his very hilarious web series.
Oh, yeah.
Boompole Guy.
What is it called? The boom pole guy. What's the other one?
Influencer.
Influencer.
Yeah,
it's
watch
so
Influencer.
Good.
Where
it's
I was
so
unceremoniously cut out.
Mike was cut out.
I was cut out of Influencer.
It's a long day.
I had a very long day.
Oh, I feel so bad. Can we talk about that?
I had a
okay.
had a very long
Here's
day for
happened.
A 2 second part, and I was cut out of
your,
Influencer.
You being cut. Your scene, because we basically wrote in a cameo for Mike into the pilot, which means nothing because he was cut out. But I just want to say we did write one in. And then it just didn't make sense in the way that we ended up cutting the scene that he walked in. Because what happened is I was talking with Carmen Christopher, very funny Carmen Christopher. His character and I were talking, and then Mike walked in with a selfie stick and took a picture of himself. And just the way that conversation ended, we had to cut you out. But I felt so bad. And
can we have that footage? Should we put it on the Patreon?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll send it to you. We can set it to music and we can make it strobed.
We could do the Nirvana song we were doing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just layer that over it.
I can't
wait. I also spent so much time just like yelling jokes at them and they didn't do any of them.
Oh, man.
Just because you and Carmen were just like on the bench. I was like, what if you said it like this? And then you're like, now what if we do the script? I'm like, but I'm also funny. And you're like, yeah, we know you're funny. And everyone's like, we know you're funny, Mike. That's why you're here. I'm like, okay, but what if I say it louder? Mm-hmm. My fucking horrible
personality. If I gesture more.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you had such a long day.
It's fine.
And that we cut you out.
And I also came a second time to bring a dog.
I know, but I think you were.
The dog was also cut out.
The
dog was also cut out because it didn't follow instructions because it's not an actor. It's just a dog. I was watching. Yeah. It's just a dog I was babysitting.
Union.
It's not a SAG.
Cut out twice, and once it was with a dog.
And I wasn't even supposed to be in the shot the second time. It was just supposed to be the dog. But the dog likes me so much, he kept bringing me into the shot.
That's great. Well, follow Micah Brucey.
On everything. Email us.
Email us, please. We've been getting some emails, and it's fucking cool.
I love
shit.
The emails. alittletimepod@gmail.com.
I also love the emails.
I love the emails. These are some of the best questions we've had.
This Diego Lopez. Follow all Brain Machine Network things by looking at their website, and follow Bear with Leif for his selfies. That's basically what you do, right? Yeah. Say hi to the people.
Hello.
Yeah, we love you so much. Have a good night. God bless you.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.